From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A new study says pollution is the world's number one killer, causing one out of every six deaths. That was about 9 million people in 2015. The study, published in the journal Lancet, said the overwhelming majority of pollution-related deaths come from developing countries, where the authors say leaders are more concerned about building their economies and infrastructure than they are about environmental regulations. In what's becoming a contentious political issue in the United States, U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis says the military is investigating the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger earlier this month at the hand of Islamic jihadists.
We investigate any time we have our troops killed, whether it be in training accidents or combat. I don't care if it's in a car accident in DOD. We investigate the circumstances surrounding and see how we can address the very questions you brought up about what can we do in the future.
The soldiers were killed earlier this month as Islamic State militants ambushed U.S. and Nigerian forces during a firefight that also killed four of Niger's security personnel. Senator John McCain, a frequent critic of President Trump, is threatening to issue a subpoena to get more information about the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is heading to the Middle East Friday, attending the first meeting between representatives of the governments of Saudi Arabia and Iraq, and exploring ways of improving relations between the two countries. Tillerson will also meet with leaders of Qatar and U.S. military officials in Doha to discuss counterterrorism issues, along with other issues, before visiting India, Pakistan, and Switzerland. From Washington, this is VOA News. A week of talks in Cameroon's two English-speaking zones wrapped up Friday. The government organized the dialogue in a bid to end a push for independence in the regions. However, the talks appear to have made little headway. Hundreds of protesters chased away delegates sent by President Paul Biya to hold talks with local leaders. One of those delegates is Senator Mbelo Moki. He says the government will not give up.
Of living together, living in peace, and contributing in national development in this beautiful country of ours.
Not all English speakers support independence, but separatist groups have said they are ready for talks with the president, but only on the terms of their separation. The president has said he will engage in no discussions that threaten national unity. In a break from long-standing tradition, two former U.S. presidents have weighed in on the current state of American politics. Neither George W. Bush nor Barack Obama mentioned President Donald Trump by name, but their messages seemed aimed directly at him, and they were not positive messages. Former U.S. President George W. Bush was in New York Thursday.
We've seen our discourse degraded by casual cruelty. At times, it can seem like the forces pulling us apart are stronger than the forces binding us together. We've seen nationalism distorted into nativism.
Bush later added that bigotry seems emboldened. Former President Barack Obama was in Virginia.
Instead of looking for ways to work together and get things done in a practical way, we've got folks who are deliberately trying to make folks angry, to demonize people who have different ideas.
While the two former U.S. presidents appealed for an end to divisiveness, Trump this week claimed that Obama, Bush, and other former presidents had not reached out to families of fallen soldiers as he is doing. This is an assertion that is not true. China's leader Xi Jinping has pledged to make the Communist Party more responsive to public demands for democracy, fairness, and justice in his address to the 19th Party Congress. International rights groups point to many incidents of abusive power by the security apparatus in China, doubting the sincerity of Xi's calls for democracy and justice, including at least three cases involving the harassment of lawyers this week alone and a crackdown of online dissent. As stories appeared online quoting Xi's call for the party to respond to public concerns, public comments on those stories were being blocked or erased in real time. In one case, VOA watched on the Sina Weibo app as the number of comments were changed from 50 to 2. I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.